Should I watch the first trailer or the second one?
Wow. No, you, if you're going to watch one, you got to definitely watch the first.
I like the...
you guys all seen it?
No.
Whoa.
I'm just familiar.
I've seen the trailer, yeah.
Well, yeah, I've seen it. It's a bad fever dream. They also forgot to Photoshop Judi Dench's hand into a cat hand, so it's actually a human hand.
No!
Yeah, it's really
Chris, you got to say something.
We're testing here.
Hey, hello, hello.
That's
hey,
fine.
Are we recording?
Back.
Yeah, we're recording. I'm just,
oh,
but
that's our uncle.
Just, you know, Chris
Uncle Chris. From, you still live in Torrance?
Yeah.
From Torrance. Yeah. Hey, yeah, watch out. We're watching the Cats trailer right now.
That's creepy.
Uncle Chris, no.
You're sitting by it.
It's the holidays, no. My nightmares come back.
It's Judi Dench.
Is her hand
hello? Over? So, I'm getting kind of tinny here.
Tinny. Which one's mine?
I don't know.
Is that his name?
Hello?
Tom Booper?
Yeah.
Tom Booper?
Is it not his name?
There's no...
Hello?
His name Tom Booper.
Hooper.
I don't know.
Hello?
He did like Miz.
Hello?
Alright. Oh, you're good.
I think it's kind of
cool. I'm so not seeing that.
What? It looks great.
You know you liked it.
You're so not seeing it.
Yeah,
you're not gonna see it. All right. Well, I think this might be the best we can do.
You just don't like movies, though.
All right.
You don't know what real art is.
But who does?
It's cats. All right. Are we live?
We're live. I think we're gonna
be.
This is gonna be the best we can do. I'm kind of tinny.
Welcome back, fellow listeners, fellow nine listeners.
We're up to nine.
You know, yeah, actually, we got quite a few.
Yeah, you already know who it is. It's Max.
And Dad here.
Dad, and featuring guest star.
Hey, it's Chris.
It's Uncle Chris. Yes.
Uncle Chris from California.
Uncle
Torrance,
Chris
California.
From
former home of the Toyota plant.
That's right.
Yeah, and we, Plano, Texas took it. And Torrance has been a shithole ever since, you know? It's really gone downhill. The gangs have come. Now there's a Honda plant, and ugh.
And the kid from Boogie Nights was from Torrance.
Really?
Who's
the kid?
The character.
Oh, like, oh the, he was, he was the fictional from, character yeah, was from Torrance. Not the not
Eddie
the actor.
From Torrance.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Torrance, what's the food like in Torrance?
It's all chain restaurants.
I can't beat that.
We have a BJ's.
Well, wait a second. Ooh, there's a new Mexican restaurant in town that some actor opened.
Oh, Big Al's.
Actually, the Mexican food is really good in Torrance.
Is it Tex-Mex or is it just Mexican?
You can't have Tex-Mex outside of Texas.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Tex-Mex is kind of, there's a Southern Cal connection with Tex.
Yeah, so it's Cal-Mex.
It's Cal-Tex.
It's Cal-Tex.
Yeah, it's
Cal-Tex-Mex. All right. Hey, brother, is there any way you can put that microphone vertically instead of horizontally? I don't know if you can. You got
it. Oh, you want it like that?
Do you want me to put mine?
Like
yeah, they need to be up and down. They need to, in order to get your whole
hog.
You know what? Just don't worry about it. Let's just say, hey, we're happy with the way things are.
We're happy with the way things are. How's that?
Is
that
much,
better?
That's actually much better.
That's fair.
I'm happy.
All right.
Are you happy, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm happy too.
Happy.
Can you hear me?
It took us like 2 hours to set up.
God almighty.
But we're here, and I hope that all the fans enjoy this.
You know, we talked about this for a while. This has been that Jamie was filling me in on the podcast, and I've heard some.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. He said, when you come in town, you can be a guest.
Isn't it great? Isn't the studio wonderful?
It's nice.
We've got a whole setup. You get to be right next to the dog, the trash dog, and you get to hear all the things that are happening in the house.
All right, so I want to get started here with one first big topic here. Nancy Pelosi is holding back the articles of impeachment, and people are saying that it's a wise move. People are saying it's a foolish move. Mitch McConnell, who is another 2.5 hours of discussion himself, and I'm not talking about his special guest, his Star Wars guest appearance. I'm talking about
Star Wars
his laughing... Palpatine. His laughing, the turtle guy, the lady turtle.
The lady turtle?
I saw that it was on, he looks like.
There was
like,
no lady turtle in Star Wars.
Yeah, that she had the glasses, she was in the last
the
two.
That hovered over Leia's body.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Wait, they're comparing Mitch McConnell to.
Just in looks,
the,
and I, and
it's
you know,
the
and,
chin.
And I hate that. I hate when people, you know, stoop down to looks as far as reasons to hate somebody. there's many reasons.
Good reason to hate.
But there's many reasons to dislike Mitch McConnell, and one of them, and I don't think looks is one of them, but he is by far the most powerful man in politics, because he's the plug. He can stop people. He can stop the votes from being voted on.
And he should be made fun of in all aspects. From the way he looks. He looks like a droopy turkey. He looks like a melty ventriloquist dummy.
All right.
I want to go full, but you know.
All right, so let's go back to what
Dad
we think.
Like it when I make fun of older people.
We've got Pelosi, who's holding back.
We're all going to look like that one day.
She's holding back the articles from going into the Senate, and so the Senate can't act on them. And she's going to release them. I've heard two things. She's going to release them when, of course, the time is right for her to release them. She wants witnesses in the Senate. I think witnesses should be mandatory in this. But she's holding back, and he's basically – he doesn't know how to react to her power.
Mitch.
He doesn't know how to relate to what he does when someone else is doing it. And so he went on Fox News, laughed about it.
And he sounded like this. He was like, Nancy Pelosi is not going to do anything. Well, that's not a good Mitch McConnell.
And so. Blah, 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 blah. So what do you think, Max? You think.
I don't care. Impeachment's boring. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. However, what do you think about new articles being submitted? I've heard that. That they could still vote on some new articles of impeachment.
What are they going to do? What are they going to get them on?
Where do you want to start? I mean, if you hit the tax evasion, you can go any kind of covering up of.
Do you think this is the best political strategy to do right now? Also, like, I wonder what other things.
It may not be the
happening.
Best, but it's the only.
Okay. It's not the only thing.
Let's go down the panel here. Who's going to be the Democrat challenging Trump?
The Democrat challenging Trump?
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we name everyone?
No. So just tell me flat out.
Like right now.
Yeah, right now.
Bernie Sanders.
All right, Bernie.
100%.
Chris, you want in this?
I think it's going to be Elizabeth.
You think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Either
way.
Because Obama, didn't he recently come out and give her some support?
Yeah, Obama's doing everything he can to prevent Bernie Sanders and any sort of mass political change from happening.
Chris, what are you, 53 now?
That's right.
And I think people who are 54 and above are deathly afraid of Bernie Sanders being president.
Why?
Because he represents the carpet puller. He's going to pull the carpet from underneath your feet.
The carpet puller?
He's the carpet puller.
Uh-huh.
And such a radical change, and I don't think a lot of people are ready for the radical change. And of course,
I disagree.
Trump too.
Yeah, I disagree. But keep going, Dad.
No, you want to expand on that disagreement?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I disagree on you guys. You're all wrong.
Literally every single poll that talks about Medicare for all, universal pre-K, free college, eliminating student debt has overwhelmingly high supporting numbers. I mean, we're talking about like 68% of Americans want Medicare for all. All right.
Where'd you get that number? Out of the hair?
I pulled it out of the thin air. But okay. It's real. Like Let's get our fact checker. Mom, you wanna get in on this?
What do I need to be fact checking?
We need you to check to see how many Americans support Medicare for all. But the point is that
how many voting Americans really should be the question.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's who's running America.
How many Americans?
All right, see, we can't answer the. So who do I think is going to be the Democrat? I think it's going to be Warren as well.
Okay, here, I knew I didn't make this number up. Literally, the very first article is 70% of Americans support Medicare for all. 70%.
And out of that 70%, how many voted in the last election?
Well, that's going to require me to actually read the article. All right. So let's see. How many of those voted?
Okay. All right, let's just move on because. Let's go with any of these two candidates. I think Warren, and Chris thinks Warren, and you think
Bernie.
Bernie
Sanders.
Face-to-face, head-up competition between Trump and your contender. Who's going to win?
Our people.
You think Bernie is going to beat
Trump? I think Bernie and Elizabeth, hands down, would defeat Donald Trump.
I think Trump's going to win.
Why?
I just don't. Okay. Trump has always been polled at 40%, which, you know, I've heard is low, but it doesn't seem low to me.
Yeah.
It seems, matter of fact, it seems 7% higher than the average Joe.
Where are you getting those numbers?
I get those numbers of my rule of thirds, is that 33% are for you at any given time, 33% are against you, and 33% just don't care.
Okay.
All right. So that apathetic 33%
is it the rule of thirds an art term?
Yes, it is. It's the way it goes.
So we're applying that to. I'm getting my information from the rules of Salvador Dali, the melty,
the firing draft, the draft on fire.
Yeah.
And so of those numbers, 40%. And if you can get a standard 40%, that's like gaining 4 yards, a football analogy, you're getting four yards in football every play, you're going to win the game.
I think you have something to say about, or you have some kernel of truth with Republican support for Donald Trump, which is at an alt. I mean, he's got unmatched loyalty.
That 40% who loves him.
But it's not, I mean, within the party itself, it's like, it's in the 90s. Like,
well, that's of the 40%. It's 90. It's actually like 97% of the 40%.
Yeah. I don't really know how math works either. So, but it's a large amount of people. You're absolutely right, and they're totally fired up with this impeachment process. The war on Christmas was waging, and that people are still fed up about that.
I hate Christmas.
Well, I mean, you know what I always say.
That whatever it is, put more salt in it?
Yes, absolutely. And happy holidays. Every time somebody has told me Merry Christmas, which has been a lot since I've been in Texas, and in the California airport, I have always retorted Happy Holidays through my teeth. Christmas. What the hell, man? We gotta stop it. We gotta cancel it. Chris, what do you think about Christmas? What do you think about the war on Christmas?
You know, I'm like, whatever I feel like saying, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, yeah, I like that. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Boxing Day. People don't really talk about Boxing Day here.
That's today.
Yeah.
It's already gone, but sometimes I say Happy Festival of Lights.
Festival of Lights.
Festivus, you ever do that?
No.
To Hollywood?
Yeah.
Does Scientology have a winter
holiday?
That's
a good question.
Hey, Chris.
That's a good
take
one.
Take us through a Scientology drive. You're driving down, what is that, Rodeo Drive?
Hollywood Boulevard.
You're driving, okay, it's the sun is Sunset Boulevard. The sun is going down in L.A.
It's 5 o'clock.
And you're in your convertible. It's 5 o'clock in your convertible.
Cruising,
you're smelling cruising the smog.
And which way are you going? You're going north?
Heading east.
You're heading east. And so the sun is setting behind you. And it's getting darker. And suddenly the lights of the buildings turn on. Take us from there.
And you see a blue.
What do we smell?
Building, Art Deco building.
Ooh,
is rise it a beautiful, out of the horizon.
A beautiful blue Art Deco.
It's
building?
Lit up with a large cross.
Yeah, continues.
It's not a typical cross.
It's upside down, actually. It's on its side.
And it says Celebrity Center.
It says Celebrity Center, and then keep on. And then what happens?
And then,
I feel like I'm there right now.
And you have an opportunity to take a personality test.
No, if you're just driving through. I'm saying you're driving through the campus.
You know what? All right, so it's very clean.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people walking around, but the ones that are walking around are wearing Navy outfits.
Like Navy?
Because they're in the Sea Corps.
They are in the Sea Corps.
Yeah, all right.
They've signed that billion-year contract.
Yes.
They don't look that happy. They look a little schleppy, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like the not super crispy Navy outfits.
they're the Navy surplus store.
Like maybe they slept in them for a million years.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Is Xenu in Scientology? Is that that's the Lord, right?
Xenu, though, you have to kind of be in it for quite a while until you hear about Xenu.
You have to be Tom Cruise level to be Xenu. Is Tom Cruise in L.A.?
Tom Cruise, yeah, he's in L.A.
He's in L.A.?
Oh, does he live in L.A.?
He has a place in Telluride and I think in Los Angeles. Those are his two primary.
I thought he was in Australia.
He probably has property everywhere.
Yeah.
He's not married to her anymore, Jamie.
He's coming out with Top Gun 2.
Maverick.
It's called Maverick?
Maverick, Top Gun.
Maverick, Top Gun. I've never seen the original Top Gun, so I don't know. But I saw the teaser trailer of him flying an airplane and he does not age at all.
I think he's getting older. I think his face is getting a little wider. Yeah, just like you grow and you widen up, and I think he's widening.
Yeah.
And
he's whitening.
Whitening.
He's turning pale. He's becoming the pale face.
And the movie is probably as good as the first one, which looks horrible. I bet he sues us for this.
Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise, please do not sue us for this.
It's just our opinion.
Please. It's a parody.
A parody.
Yeah. Opinion. You can't sue
Chris, when you're driving through Scientology land, doesn't the road change a little bit? Like it's smoother or it's cobblestone or something?
Cobblestone.
It's just, yeah, it is. It does. It's just well maintained. And you're in a part of Hollywood that is not that well maintained. And suddenly it's kind of clean.
It's really weird to me.
And it feels like a prison, like a clean new federal prison a little bit.
Like you're happy to get in, but after you realize you can't get out, it's like you're not happy anymore. But you have to be happy.
Have you seen the...
I've been in there.
You've been in the Church of Scientology, the main building?
I had a date. When I first moved to LA, I met someone, and she's like, let's go see a play. We went to see Heaven Can Wait. And so it was at the Celebrity Center, and I walked in, and then we went into the L. Ron Hubbard Theater, which was a very small, like a 10-row movie theater.
Yeah, very intimate.
Very intimate, and we actually met up with Nancy Cartwright. So she was sitting next to us.
Who's Nancy Cartwright?
That's Bart Simpson.
Yes, oh my God! Yes. Yeah, she's a huge Scientologist.
Huge. Yeah, it was like it was.
Don't have a cow, man.
It was billed as a double date, but we just met her there, and with her, I think her boyfriend at the time, who committed suicide, I believe.
Okay.
And then I'm looking at the playbill, and I'm flipping through it. Every page talks about L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh my God.
And that's when it hit me.
Yeah.
And I turned to her, and I said, is this Scientology? And she was like, yes. Yeah. Like, you silly?
Wow.
Was that it?
Well, you saw the playbill.
Another day after that, or not?
Was one more, yeah. But the play was good, right?
Just to make sure.
Did you like the play?
The play was great, yeah. A lot of good actors in Scientology.
Of course. That's like,
all right, that's my story.
All right. Have you seen the documentary Going Clear?
Yeah, I read the book.
Oh, no way.
The book is excellent, and the documentary is good as well.
The documentary is fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's actually scary. Have you heard of, so you know about the Gophers or the Gopher Crew? I don't know if that's the Beaver Crew. You know, like, once you leave the church... They send like those people
to meet you at the airport and like bring you back in.
But they like camp outside your house and harass you.
The squirrels.
The squirrels. Squirrel busters. I knew it was some sort. Yeah. Beaver Corps.
Yeah, it's the squirrel busters.
Yeah, the squirrel busters. Man, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How can you? Why not just stick to like snake handling? You know, that's the kind of religion I want to get involved in. Anyway, so impeachment.
There we go. Back.
I think it's a distraction. It's great that.
So I personally think Mitch is going to take it, and then he goes, "Okay, we've got the impeachment articles. Let's vote today. Let's have our trial today." And then he doesn't have to do anything other than take a vote. I don't think he has.
Yeah,
to.
And they don't have
things
that
are going to happen. I mean, Nancy can stall and stall.
Well, that's what she's doing in order to get some rules set out.
But they can stall as long as they want because it's not going to go anywhere once it goes.
Yeah, I agree.
And so right now the focus is on Nancy and the Democrats, and once she gives it over to the Senate, it'll be in the Republican.
I just don't know if it's a smart play because I think the longer she waits, I think it's going to work against her in the mainstream.
You know, she's quitting.
In the last, she's
exactly.
quitting?
Yeah, I think she's dropping down. I know she's not going to be head of the House anymore. She's the Speaker of the House. At least that was the deal she made with the Democrats. She said, I only want to be Speaker for this one last session.
Yeah.
And
she's about to kick the bucket.
She may be.
Yeah.
That's another thing. How about the government? Isn't it about time we... have a change of hands.
Man, I tell you what, I am sick of old people.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm.
And so, what's your definition of old?
Anyone who is older than me is old.
All right.
I'm sick and tired of it.
So let me ask you.
I think old is Nancy Pelosi. I think old is Joe Biden.
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell.
I mean,
Bernie. No, he's.
Bernie's not old.
Bernie's baby. He's not old.
All right. So you would say basically anybody involved with the. With the Nixon administration?
Yeah. And anybody involved with the FDR administration?
Would you call that deep state?
What's that?
What's your definition of deep state?
That's a good question. My definition of deep state, I think, is if we know who they are, they're not deep state.
Ooh.
So it's all underground. I like that. So yeah. You're. So it's
deeper
the,
than what we know.
It's the Illuminati of the United States government kind of thing.
I think it's tied into the power centers, including the Illuminati.
I think there's a. I think there is a. A cabal of military contractors and
yep.
career politicians yep.
and so you're,
and religious
so,
leaders
and so, religious leaders.
So your deep state goes beyond the workers of DC.
It
goes,
oh, I think there's three power centers. I think you've got the Vatican. I think you have Belgium, and I think you
what
have
was that?
The DC.
What was the second one?
Belgium, the Euro government.
Oh, the EU.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
trash
have,
government.
And
sorry,
then you have,
me.
Then you have DC,
which is military based. I'm not calling the politics. I think the DC power structure is all military.
So Vatican's got the religious.
You have the religious, you have the political, and then you have the military.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure out who's running the government here, and see, I'm not a deep stater. I think that what you have is stagnation, and you have old ideas.
Yeah,
but I don't necessarily think that it's a. It's a group of people who are running the country because I think it's a group of people running the country simply because they know the ins and outs of how things get done.
I think there's very wealthy people who are peddling their influence, and I think part of that is you have the very
absolutely you're entrenched. And that wealthy unit changes with the times.
Yeah, but it just wears a different face. I mean, I think then
there's no rooting. If it's always going to just be a different face but the same thing, then it's different.
If it's good. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It has to be by definition. You can't.
What?
I mean, it's here. You know, the Who said it best, right?
Yeah. What did they say?
They said, "Who
are you?"
They said, yeah, who, that one. Here's to the new boss, the same as the old boss. Was that the line?
I tip my hat to the new constitution.
I think the line is that. And so you're saying it doesn't matter who's in charge, they're all the same, or and who's running. And I'm saying it does matter because everybody who's recreated as the same leader has different ideas and different background.
No, I disagree.
And so you think?
I think they all have this. I think
the dollars and
they're all in the pocket of capital and military contractors. And
that's capital.
Yeah. But I'm tipping my hat to
the new constitution.
I think
you got the Saudis in there as well.
Oh,
the House
absolutely.
Of Saud, I think, also is a power player.
You know, that was that was another thing that was in the news this week is Khamoji's Khamoji? Who was the Khashoggi's killers?
Oh yeah,
were sentenced to death. Five of the people were sentenced to death.
I thought Turkey killed Khashoggi. No, Khashoggi was a
Saudi. He was killed in
Turkey. He was Saudi. But he was killed in Turkey.
But okay, so
man,
all,
it's been so long. So many things have happened since that. I've completely forgotten about it.
Well, it was the prince, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, obviously.
MBS.
MBS.
IBS.
Obviously, put the hit out on this guy. He told his people to go kill him, and they went and killed him. And he didn't back him up. He let him. They basically rounded him up and said, "You five killed him." And. IBS didn't say no. He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't say let's put an end to this.
Yeah.
I just. It
it's
was a
like
lousy thing he did. Well.
Yeah, you think just... MBS watched The Irishman? Have you seen The Irishman?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really good. Well, 2 hours of it are good. And then the first 3 minutes are slow, and the last 3 minutes are pretty slow. But the 2 hours.
Is that? It's a movie.
It's a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
With all the old faces.
No, that I knew.
All of them doing all of her other face.
You know what the deal, the problem that movie is that movie is the deep state.
What?
It's exactly the same thing being rehashed as something different, but it's still the same people, the same dollars, the same Joe Pesci.
So you agree with me that it's the same?
But it's different. It's about,
okay. Instead of Robert De Niro being Italian, he's going to be Irish.
Well, instead of it being about The Godfather, it's about...
Jimmy Hoffa. Rest in peace to a real one.
All right, so there you go. So what I think the deep state is simply those running the government simply because they've been there the longest.
But then what's the point? What I mean, okay, they've been there the longest, but then why? Like, all right,
let's take power, obviously.
Okay, yeah, power and money.
All right, when Nixon was impeached,
okay,
there were a group of Republicans who ascended to power simply because everybody else was associated with Nixon.
Yeah.
The Republicans were associated with Nixon except those who hated Nixon, and those people were ostracized.
Yeah.
And then when Nixon was taken down, those people who were in the government and loosely in the government gained the power. And mm-hmm. they are the same people. They're the people who got Trump elected. They're the people who...
The Roger Stones.
The Roger Stones, the... you name Manafort's, the name anybody in prison right now in the Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
They were there when Nixon was there. And that to me is deep state. That is the powers that be are in power and have been in power for 35 years.
Yeah, but how do you also explain like the CIA, the FBI? Like how do you explain how we got into the Iraq War?
Money.
Okay.
I could tell you we got into the Iraq War because of Daddy Bush.
And he was connected. He wasn't connected with Nixon, though, was he? I don't really remember. I need to read up on my history.
I don't know right offhand. Boy, that's a... well, hold on. It was the vice president. The vice president was...
The spear?
Cheney.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. He was, you're right. Yeah, he was. Yeah. What? What'd you say, Rob?
I said, y'all need to get a new topic and move on. Y'all are boring.
All right, fine. New topic.
So boring.
Have you seen the new Star Wars movie?
I loved it.
Did you?
I did love it. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah,
did you like the choir?
Yeah. No, that's the first one. Oh. You're thinking the... We're talking about the hooded... Yeah.
What was it? They were chanting. What did they chant at? Kill him. It was kill him.
Yeah. It was fun. I think it's the best one.
It was fun. It was a simple story. It's not like you got mixed up and confused during the story.
I think it needed more trade negotiations.
Exactly.
It needed more politics.
I like Kylo Ren.
Kylo?
Trade negotiations.
Yeah, he was kind of a lot.
How about that kiss at the end? Oh, did we ruin this?
No, yeah. Spoiler alert. There's a kiss. We're not going to say who it is, but maybe... a Solo is involved. Yeah, I don't know. I could care less about the kiss, but I really liked Babu, the droid.
Ah, the guy that fixed C-3PO.
Yeah, I liked him.
I like C-3PO with red eyes.
Yeah, that was cool. And he spoke evilly. Yeah. Also, can you explain to me how Sith is its own language?
He speaks Sith.
Yeah. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean they're just Republicans?
Were they stealing a little from Token in this?
Everything's taken from
Everything's
Token.
Everything's taken.
Yeah, I mean, he's the...
It's all Joseph
that's
Campbell.
That's the Bhagavad Gita. The Vedas.
Yeah,
you know, Token.
Well,
I taught world geography, so I know a little bit about,
you know,
Eastern religions and stuff.
All right, well, I think it's time, guys. I think we need to wind down.
We're winding down?
You can still talk. It's not so boring about deep state crap.
No, there's nothing boring about the deep state.
We can keep on. I'm just wondering if it actually is recording, but it doesn't matter.
All right.
It sounds good on. It sounds good for my.
Talk about cats.
The cats is. I don't know. It made Uncle Chris too excited. I don't know if I can keep it up.
What the all right. So the cats. I'm gonna see it. I don't know when.
Are you? You're gonna see it? I don't think I'm gonna.
You like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I do. I'd like to.
I just don't think it's.
You know, I'm gonna see it because I've never seen Cats the musical. And so I'm interested in. And I like Frank Lloyd Wright. Wait a second.
You
that's
do?
Not, that's not his
Andrew
name.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah, whatever.
Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect.
I like Andrew Lloyd Webber. And
name a musical you like from Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I like the Starlight Express. And I was singing Starlight Express to Megan the other day.
What's Starlight Express?
I got really mad.
That's the disco one, right?
It's the disco one on roller skates, where they're a train set.
Wow.
And
that's so 70s.
And there's Freight.
Oh.
Freight. Hey, Alex.
And we also like I like Lion King. I like.
I thought that was Elton John.
And Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
That's Andrew Lloyd Webber did Lion King?
And Robert Rice. I don't know.
No, he did.
Maybe he didn't.
What? Hans Zimmer.
Hans Zimmer did it.
Walt Disney.
And Elton John. All right. Well, never mind about that.
What
I hated Lion
don't
King.
Don't Cry for Me.
What's that? What's
Is that?
Is that
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Avida.
Avida. Was that I had no idea how much I need her.
Is that Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I like Phantom of the Opera.
Ah, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a great big one.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see it. Yeah. Okay, Dad, you want to tell our viewers what or listeners what you've recently done to the house?
Man, I'm working on the bathroom. This.
Oh, yeah?
You know what? Let's see. Who do we have? We have Atticus. Hey, Atticus. And we have Reed. Hey, Reed.
And we put in a drive-through, drive-in, driveway.
Yeah, put in a driveway. What's I need to go get a wheel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to go get a wheel.
And, yeah, that's about it. No, I don't want to talk about the house. I would talk about it if your mother wasn't in the room, but she gets upset. So.
Oh, I understand.
And so, because I'm deep state. You think I'm house deep state?
You're ADHD. It's not deep
ADHD state. Deep state. All right, well, I'll give a shout out to Brittany and Brian and Tyler. I love you guys. I hope you had a great holiday. Yeah, okay. I guess we're signing off.
Chris, you want to say anything?
Hey, thanks for having me as your guest. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it only took an hour to set up. You know? All right, and we're signing off. Bernie's going to win.
Until next time.
Bernie Bro.
Bernie Bro right here.